The end of obesity. No, you didn't pick the Appalachian Trail, but it sure as sunshine picked you. Go ahead. Grab your belly. Give it a good squeeze like it's jelly. You didn't pick it, but that's your ticket. You will have to take 1 year off. Don't you dare scoff on the double, because you are facing organ trouble. I don't want to exaggerate or make a leap, but I don't think people like us die in our sleep. Fat will cause our organs to fail as we lie alone like a whale. And it will sure be too late for sport once diabetes cuts our limbs short. Don't you dare wait until it's all too late. Yes, you will ruin today's life, but you will survive. Don't wait too long. Go, go, while you are still strong. You begin tonight by sleeping under moonlight. And tomorrow, get a tent and a backpack and maybe a pillow for your back. Set up your tent in your living room. Let it become your new bedroom. It will take a few tries before you claim your prize, but you are fighting to live long, and that is not wrong. Your only hope is to survive and live long and thrive. It is okay that your life will change. It is tolerance of overeating and obesity that is strange. Begin by walking the Appalachian Trail and learn from each time you fail. And then walk the Pacific Crest and Continental Divide, and finally, rest. You will have earned the Triple Crown, learned to never back down. Life will become more beautiful, and everything will be ever so meaningful. Now, whatever made you overeat will stutter and retreat. You are well on your path to grow all the way up. You are no longer a jolly buttercup. You will slowly listen to your narrated books and begin rising above all the crooks. You will inherit your intellectual treasures and carry your wisdom with great pleasure. May you begin a draft of your memoirs with, "I am a creature of the stars." And may you rise and rise until you become all-seeing, until you stand tall as a great being.